I talk a good game about self-care, I guess, but when it comes right down to it, I still tend to try to take care of everyone else first. And I'm working daily to change that pattern. Hello and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Each week at this time, we gather for spiritual conversation with enlightening guests, and I'm glad you are here. You can find out more about my work as an intuitive guide and teacher at karenhager.com. And if you like jigsaw puzzles, more Out of the Fog content, and random photos of Maisie the dog, please find me on Instagram, where I'm Fog City Psychic. Now then, step into my office, won't you? It's just you and me today. We had our first snowfall last week on Halloween night. It came on quickly, right just at twilight. They're thick, beautiful flakes, just as we were getting ready for trick-or-treaters to arrive. And then it stopped for a few hours, and then just as the trick-or-treaters were thinning out for the night, the snow came back. We've lived in this house about 15 years now, but I never get tired of watching the snow through our big windows. We live in a neighborhood with lots of old trees, and there's something magical about watching the branches slowly being coated in white. There's a special kind of quiet that happens when it's snowing. Now, it was all gone by noon the next day, and the last few days have given us warmer temperatures and the special dark gray skies that tell us autumn is ending and winter is almost here. This is the time of year when I like to make the office feel as cozy as possible. A month or so from now, it'll be dark by 4:30 in the afternoon, so I like to add twinkly lights that come on at about that time. And that way, even as I continue talking with people and teaching long after dark, it feels like I'm working from a gently lit sacred space. It's funny how just changing the lighting in a room can shift the mood. If you've been listening to Out of the Fog for a while, you might remember that last year at this time, my wife Kathy was diagnosed with cancer. And the last year has been a whirlwind of chemo, radiation, alternative therapies and protocols. There was a brief moment of being told she was cancer-free. And then just a few weeks ago, the news we didn't want to hear. Her cancer was back, and it had spread. Kathy has a wonderful team supporting her, and we're very lucky that her oncologist is open to working closely with the naturopathic oncologist who's been with Kathy since the very beginning of this path. Kathy started her second-line treatment now with immunotherapy. She just started on Monday the 30th, and we have high hopes for its success. Our whole family, me, Kathy, the boys, is grateful for all the love and kindness you've been sending to us, too. Your prayers and your healing love make a difference. So if you have a moment, please envision Kathy wrapped in healing light. I read somewhere that when someone's diagnosed with cancer, the whole family has cancer. This experience has brought us all closer together as a family, I think. And it's especially made me think about how I am taking care of myself. I talk a good game about self-care, I guess, but when it comes right down to it, I still tend to try to take care of everyone else first. And I'm working daily to change that pattern. So this year, when I was putting up the twinkly lights in my office, creating a cozy space, changing the light, I was doing it with the intention that sacred healing and peace is mine to claim. Not just all the good energy I send to Kathy and you send to Kathy, but it's okay to send sacred healing energy to myself too, to ask for it and to let myself receive it. Every time the twinkly lights come on, as darkness falls, I'm setting the attention that it will remind me that it's all right to create a cozy space, to step out of the harsh light and into a softer, gentler way of looking at things. That light is not just reserved for me in my little twinkly office. you know it shines in you too, right? When you allow yourself a shift in perspective, a gentler touch, a moment to step out of the cycle of worry or busyness or whatever it is that's spinning you around, when you let yourself shift, you're accessing that sacred light that lives in you. It's there no matter what you do, whether or not you ever acknowledge it, no matter how far you feel you've gotten from that light, maybe you hardly remember it, but it's still there. It's your birthright. That light is a reminder of your always-on connection with spirit, with goodness, with healing, with balance, with choice. So as the darkness falls and as we settle in for some long nights, I invite you to tend your sacred flame. Rest when you need to. Laugh often. When you find yourself resisting help, whether it's from someone else or from your own guides, see if you can soften into receiving. If you find yourself pretending, saying you're fine when you are absolutely 100% not fine, see if you can soften into a moment of truth around that. If you have to put up a front to keep it together, that's okay. Sometimes that's necessary. But don't pretend to yourself that you're okay when you're not. Soften. Shift. Open up to the light. Take that nap. Read the book you were saving for later. Get out the fancy teacups for no other reason than that they are beautiful. Take a walk around your home and notice the little things that bring you joy in that familiar space. And every time you notice something, feel something, allow something, say thank you. Thank you for this life, this space, this light. Thank you for the healing I can feel inside myself, even when I am in pain or grief or loss or fear. Thank you for the sacred light that can never be extinguished in me. And when you think of those you love, those here now in the body and those in spirit, remember that same sacred light also lives in them. Never miss an opportunity to express your love. I feel like when we express our love for others, we're also remembering that we ourselves are so dearly loved, held, known. We are never far from love. It lives in, moves in, shines through us. I'm going to put Out of the Fog on hiatus for November and December to focus on Kathy, my kids, and on my own self-care. I'll be back with new episodes in January, ready to start a new year of conversation with people like you who are bringing more light into the world. Now, for me, continuing to work is part of my self-care. So a podcast hiatus is not an everything hiatus. You can reach me via email, where I'm Karen@KarenHager.com. And I will be gleefully holding intuitive conversations in private sessions and in classes and in the online gallery readings as we go through the end of this year and into the new year. Because these connections, this light that we share with each other, this is one of the healing gifts I'm very grateful to receive. So until the next time we connect, please share your light. Take care of yourselves and of the people you love. Never forget the sacred light that lives in you. I'm wishing you peace.